This is Passport to Texas. If spring rains made food plentiful for wildlife, and it did, then what's up with all the skinny deer?
We've had a lot of reports this year of thin deer, and some of our initial testing has showed that a lot of these deer have a very high load of quote-unquote stomach worms.
Dr. Bob Dittmar, a veterinarian with Texas Parks and Wildlife, said the wet, warm spring and humid summer created ideal conditions for a parasitic wormapalooza that's affecting whitetails.
Most of the ones that have been reported to me have been in more suburban type settings. The habitat may not be really good because there's lots of deer there, and there's lots of eyes on those particular animals, and they're observed much more frequently and closely.
I asked Dr. Dittmar if suburban homeowners should be concerned for their family pets if skinny deer roam in their neighborhoods.
These parasites, for the most part, are pretty host specific, so they're not a great danger of passing anything from deer to dogs or other domestic pets. One of the things I always caution people, dogs like to eat deer poop, and there can be other things in deer poop besides the parasites that could cause some illness in those pets.
Dr. Bob Dittmar says the agency wants to know about these deer, so if you see skinny deer, contact your regional office of Texas Parks and Wildlife or your local biologist. Find information on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.